Good morning, good morning, good morning, and welcome. It is time now for our Community Connection right here on K1, the one you trust, and it's brought to you by Arnold Moore and Niekamp Funeral Home, and also with Tall Grass Motors. Wonderful day today because I get to talk to some of my favorite people there from St. John's School, because every time I go there, I get an education. I find out a lot of things about a lot of things, and always happy to help out wherever I can. And we're going to talk a little bit today about how you can help out. First of all, we have Lori Shelley, who is a middle school math teacher, librarian, and has more hats than they have hat racks, from my understanding. Welcome, Lori. And also Elizabeth Thrash, good friend of the station, and of course the director of development there at St. John Catholic School. Ladies, we got a gala, but it's going to be different, right?
Yes, yes. You know, there's no dance and no dinner and no auctions, and but you know what? We still need partners, even though we're not dancing. So this year we're going to have a non-event, meaning we're asking for, you know, all the support we can get from our patrons and our community. And we also have a couple of things that I'll talk more about later.
Okay.
Online, we have a raffle, and then we do have a school auction, which that is donations from the students themselves and the teachers. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later.
Now, one of the things that jumped out at me when you sent me over your email is that we're going to be talking about a little bit of our programs in the STEAM program. Now, I like STEAM because that adds not only your science and your technology and your engineering, but also your arts and your math. And Lori, you're kind of in the middle of that as a math teacher, aren't you?
Well, I get to look at it, I suppose. my main focus is just straight math.
Yeah,
yeah. So it's a great program, though, in development.
It is, and boy, I tell you, you go a long way with just those elements. I mean, it's very strategic, very straightforward. Here's what you need to know. Let's run with it. Let's have some fun. Let's learn a few things. Let's expand our horizons. Let's let our minds grow a little bit. And it's a good way and a fun way to stretch it a little bit. I've got a youngster who's 13, and she's involved with the STEM. She says, I really didn't think I'd like it. I thought it was just for silly boys. I said, well, how do you like it now? She goes, well, I've got the best grade in the class. So I said, yeah, well, see,
I tell you what, it's exciting to see even the young elementary students, because we offer robots to the younger students as well. And they have a lot of fun programming and seeing the results of their programs, even though they're simple. But it's really exciting to see the young ones getting involved as well.
Now, as a young guy, I always thought, you know, robots would be pretty cool, but I only saw them on cartoons, and then, you know, some guy walking around in one on that Lost in Space TV show, which was kind of silly. And I thought, oh, well, you know, maybe one day. And then now we got, you know, robots that are in competition, robots that are, you know, doing all kinds of strange things, even sweep your floor. You make sure the cat's in the other room because it freaks it out. So, you know, these things are really neat. And the kids are actually hands-on, and they're doing it. As an educator, hands-on kind of helps, doesn't it?
Absolutely, absolutely. and it helps the kids to learn. I know that, especially looking at their robotics, I have a student that her robot comes down the hall and it turns into my room, and her robot talks to me. And it's, you know, that is almost daily. So, I mean, she is learning a lot, and the things her robot is saying to me keeps getting more and more and more. So, I mean, she is learning a lot in robotics.
Oh, my heaven's sakes. The first couple of times, that probably had to make you about hit the ceiling.
Her robot is small, but mighty.
Goodness sakes. But we have a lot of great things going on. And, you know, and something I first learned when I came to town was that the school is a pre-K, that's 3 years old, all the way up to eighth grade.
Yep. Yes, we start actually at 3 years old. And that's not a daycare. That's curriculum.
We're learning things.
Yes. And believe it or not, I'm just always amazed about how much they learn so quickly, even at 3 years old. Not only curriculum, but of course they're learning how to just interact with other students, just people at three mm-hmm. years old, and it's really amazing. And then we go up to eighth grade. Mm-hmm. And I'd just like to, if you don't mind, I'd like to read a quote from one of our this year's eighth graders. It's part of their testimony, and they said, "St. John has taught me a lot about respect and responsibility. St. John's has been a good experience. Small classes have given me opportunities to get help and to be connected to my teachers and classmates."
With that student-teacher ratio as it is, and as an educator, you got to feel like you're really covering a lot of good ground, and the kids are really, quote, getting it.
Absolutely. And also as a parent, one of the reasons we brought our daughter over mm-hmm. was the small class sizes. We wanted the best for her education. She is our third child, and felt that she was falling a little bit through the cracks. And so we gave St. John's a try, and it's been fantastic.
Now, St. John's also, you know, you're talking about the cracks. So there are a lot of different cracks that kids can fall down sure. through. And one thing that impressed me was the Take Flight, the dyslexia student program and structured literacy program that goes on. There are a lot of people saying, well, hey, what they're doing, good stuff. Mm-hmm. And it's really getting around.
Yeah. Oh, yes. It really is.
You're making a lot of
Our enrollment has increased by about 21% this year. Mm-hmm. And some of that is because more and more families are learning about our dyslexia program. Another thing we did this year, you talked about structured literacy, mm-hmm. which is the basic methodology for our Take Flight program. Mm-hmm. We actually implemented that in our classrooms this year. So those students that might look like they're on a dyslexia or just having reading struggles, difficulties, mm-hmm. The teachers are actually helping them in the classroom. And so that just really helps the students. And then from there, we can test those students to see if they might be on a dyslexia level.
Wow. So you're attacking this at all ends. Mm-hmm. And the beneficiary, of course, are the children and their parents and their families. Wow, this is really something else.
Well, and us too, as mm-hmm. Teachers and administrators, mm-hmm. it's exciting to see the improvements and self-confidence that the students start having.
That's key, because once they start believing in themselves, they can do about anything.
Right, right.
That's true of any child. True of any adult.
Right. Another thing that we do have an enhancement enrichment program, mm-hmm. And Mrs. Shelley's and part of that in math. And so that's part of our curriculum. And the reason I bring that up too is we talked about the small class sizes. Well, it's not just that. It's the fact that the teachers can do specialized, individualized training or education for a student. So you might expand on that, like those that are having difficulties.
I would say that I offer an honors class, and also those that are super excelling, a double honors in math.
Wow.
So our math classes actually go up to geometry. So a student can actually be, when they go to the high school, they can be in Algebra 2 going into ninth grade. So we offer, just because we can check students so quickly to see what level they are at and excel them. Students, by the time they leave at St. John's, most of them are at an honors math level.
Wow, that is incredible. That speaks volumes, too. And it's education worth supporting. And I want to get back to a few of these other things here, but I do want to remind people that it takes your support, it takes our support, it takes the community support in order to make sure that these success stories keep writing themselves.
Right. Our school does not receive mm-hmm. any funding at all. And so, and the gala each year about this time is our largest fundraiser.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, for safety reasons, we can't have our fun time and and music and all of that. So we are, everything's pretty much online. And so that's at www.sjcs-ok.org and annual gala. And that's, you'll see, you can donate, you can buy raffle tickets, you can bid on the school auction items. Everything's right there on that website.
We've got some great items on here too.
Yeah.
You got your tickets for just $25, or you get five tickets for $100. That's
right.
Pretty good.
And we have a small number of items, but we have things like from Saxon's Fine Furnishings.
Very nice.
They've donated a very pretty Ottoman cocktail table, covered in leather. Also, we have a dinner a month from February to the end of the year. How about that? A homemade dinner delivered to your home.
Wow. You like that?
Yeah. Uh-huh. And also, Krieger Services have donated their services for excavating. So especially, I know I have a friend that's doing some major landscaping at their home, and for those kinds of projects, that would be really, really good.
Very good there.
Yeah.
Also, for the smaller thing, I see Randy Lawrence, our good friend there, has lawn care service, and that's for a year.
Yes, it's fertilizing for a year. Mm-hmm. So that's like a $1,000 value right there. Mm-hmm. Also, a fun time is always had by the dinners with Father John.
Those are fun.
And actually, they bring a lot into the auctions. And most years, people donate and or bid, and Father actually donates a second dinner. So,
that's great.
So that's always good.
Now, how do we go about getting the raffle tickets?
You go online, and there is a special tab for raffle. And all of the items are right there, description, pictures. You can purchase right online a ticket for whatever item, or five tickets. You can do that right now. You can donate now. Obviously, if you have any questions, you can call the school, 918-336-0603. Ask for me if you want to. So if you have any questions or about any of the items, we'll be glad to help you. Then our school online auction is actually, it doesn't start until January 23rd. Again, it's online. It runs for 2 weeks. Those 2 weeks, we're actually celebrating Catholic Schools Week as well.
Nice tie-in.
Yes, and so these items can be a basket the classroom's donating. It can be a really cool picture book of the class. Mm-hmm. A lot of, we have families that live in Michigan and all over the nation, and they love this school auction because they get to see their grandkids or nieces and nephews. And so, and besides that, it's got some really interesting things for our community that they may, our patrons may want to bid on.
I want to get back a little bit to some of the things that the school is known for. The emphasis on critical thinking. There's an absence of that all about us.
Yes.
And it's nice to see that we're putting that to good use here as far as the use of critical thinking.
Yes. And when I first came on board, that was one of the first things that I noticed is throughout the school, even just the staff, they address the students with critical thinking. What are the choices you made? Is this a good choice? What are the other choices should you have made? So it's that's one of our prominent goals in the school. And just like I said in this testimonial from the eighth grader, it's about respect and responsibility. Mm-hmm. And that's what they learn at St. John's Catholic School.
Oh, boy, that is great. Now, the students, I understand, actually served the school. In fact, last year when we held this in person, it was the students showing me around. That was just one small thing there.
Right.
But they do everything. They not only serve the school in a variety of different capacities, but they also serve the church and the community as well. That's high emphasis.
Yes. And unfortunately, like everyone else this year, they've not been able to serve.
Like we'd like to.
And like they want to. Yeah. Like going to the SPCA or going to Mary Martha and serving and going to the Lighthouse and serving food and things like that, they miss. And unfortunately, we have to say, for safety's sake, mm-hmm. no, we can't do that this year. But we try to do in other ways, whether that's trying to raise money to just donate items to the community nonprofits. We may not be able to actually physically serve, mm-hmm. but we could donate items.
Oh, yeah, that always works. When it comes to something that can becoming a lost art, elementary cursive writing. It's all part of the writing program, correct?
Yes. We have a new IEW writing program, mm-hmm. and we emphasize elementary cursive writing.
Mm-hmm.
Another thing people don't probably know in regards to dyslexia, cursive writing, the flow of cursive writing helps in your pronunciation and decoding words, and so it actually helps. If you think about it, you're flowing through the word as you're writing, so that's part of dyslexia methodology as well.
The more you know. I like I told you, ladies and gentlemen, I get an education every time these ladies come in. I learn something new every day. Also, part of the curriculum are life skills, and I think we... Oh boy, there's a shortage of those. I know a lot of people with degrees who sometimes, you know, can't quite figure out, oh, rent, I got to pay that? Yeah, you do. Everything from home econ, cooking, sewing, life skills, that's all great too. Plus, financial assistance is available for all students.
Yes. We are a faith-based, and we are rooted in the Catholic religion.
Mm-hmm.
All grades do have religion. However, we have probably only 52% of our school, our students are Catholic.
Mm-hmm.
We have non-denominational. We have all types of religions and some of non-religion. But mm-hmm. and we just want to be open to all those and their needs. We want to be an education choice, whatever that need is, mm-hmm. for all students. And so it's not just about one faith or one religion. You know, we faith-based comes along with that, learning respect for others. So
very easy to complement things that way.
Yes, yes. So, and being also faith-based, we do learn or teach the responsibility of themselves. I don't think that's addressed enough. Is we first teach responsibility and respect for themselves, then they can learn how to respect others. And you don't see that a lot, and that builds self-confidence in the students.
It does. It really helps build the whole person.
Yes.
Ladies, I want to thank you for being a part of it today. Again, the website for the folks who want to know more about the school and how to participate in the gala.
It's www.sjcs-ok.org. You can go on it's an annual gala, and we have sponsorships of, you know, anywhere from whatever you want to give. And once sponsorship levels are $1,000, $2,500, or $5,000. Mm-hmm. But on the website, whether you want to give $10, $25, $500, whatever. And of course, this year that's very important because this is our biggest fundraiser. And in order to sustain our teachers, as well as be able to offer all these wonderful programs, it's very important. This gala is very important to us this year.
I want to thank you both for being here. Lori, keep up the good work. Take a breath every now and then, young lady. I know you're busy.
Thank you.
And Miss Elizabeth, always great to have you in here. And thank you for spreading the good word, too, about St. John Catholic School.
Thank you for spreading the word about St. John School and the radio. We really appreciate you guys.
Thank you very much. We've got more coming up, folks. You've been listening to Community Connection.
Maybe this is the year that you resolve to purchase